Here is Dean Barclay's resume. Law degree, seller of retail furniture, founder of the Independence Party in his home state of Minnesota, and now U.S. Senator. Governor Jesse Ventura appointed him to fill the vacancy left by the death of Paul Wellstone. On January 3rd, or sooner if he chooses to do so, he will surrender the post to newly elected Norm Coleman, a Republican. But until then, Dean Barclay is briefly a member of one of the most exclusive clubs in the world.
It's just sinking into me that I actually am a senator, but it is very, very impressive, and everything here is a little bit overwhelming, but I'm sure I'll get used to it fairly soon.
You're an independent?
Yes.
And have you met with the leaders of the two parties?
Yes, I met with both Senator Daschle and Senator Lott yesterday. They laid out the reasons why they want me to caucus with them, and we had nice conversations, and then I left.
Well, what are the specific items of the lame duck session that you actually could cast possibly a deciding vote over?
Well, the first one is whether I vote for Senator Daschle or Senator Lott.
That's pretty important right there.
Yeah, it is, because they'll get to set the agenda. They'll be able to bring things up or not bring them up according to actually who is majority leader. So that is probably, as far as procedural and how the session goes, is probably the biggest thing I have to decide.
So what are you trying to weigh here? What actually could be the legislative difference of your saying, I'll cast my lot with Trent Lott or with Tom Daschle the other way?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what the issues are out there. And Homeland Security, I think, is an issue that has gone on too long. We have to end the battle over the two paragraphs that are hanging everyone up in that bill and get it passed. Senator Wellstone has his mental health parities bill, so I'm going to try to figure out how maybe I can get that moving again.
But looking at those two individual substantive bills that you're concerned about, one, of course, concerns whether the workforce of the Transportation Security Administration would have a right to unionize or not, I guess. That's really
it. Well, I don't think it's that simple. I mean, the real question is whether or not in that bill they want to limit the authority that the president now has to basically say that for national security reasons, a unit does not have the right to organize because we cannot afford a strike. And I haven't made a decision on that yet.
And then you say Senator Wellstone was an advocate of having health insurance plans and employers treat mental illness the same as physical illness?
Right. And I'm a strong advocate for that. And I just met with Senator Wellstone's staff and told them that I would do whatever I could to help push that issue along and ask them for some ideas or some strategies in order to accomplish that.
Now, let's say you could be a senator for as long as 2 months. You do get paid during that time, don't you? You're getting paid at a senator's rate?
As of November 4th, I was getting paid as a U.S. senator.
Are you going to get a tiny pension for the rest of your life for these 2 months?
No, unfortunately, the bubble popped. Nope, I don't get a pension. I have to be here for 5 years before a pension kicks in, so I don't think I'll be here for 5 years.
But you probably have things like good gym privileges.
Swimming pool, Senate dining room.
Not to mention all those people saying, good morning, Senator.
Amazing. I mean, the staff here in Washington, D.C., I got to admit, I am impressed. I mean, one day after I arrived, all the guards know me by my face. They actually know who I am. So they must have some sort of communication network here that they can pick that up that quickly.
So do you think you've lost touch with the people in Minnesota yet?
Not yet. I mean, hopefully, I said I brought my own water so I don't get Potomac fever. I heard if you drink the water here, you get that fever they all talk about. So hopefully I won't be here long enough to catch it, and I'll go back to the real world after this.
Do you still have to kind of pinch yourself to say, yes, I'm actually here as a United States Senator for a few weeks?
I'm going to be pinching myself, I think, for the next 2 months.
Well, don't leave too many scars.
Okay.
And thank you very much for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Senator Dean Barclay of Minnesota, who has been appointed to the seat vacated by the death of Paul Wellstone.